Well, hello, Vacheron. This is the Mostly True Radio Show, and we got a great show for you today. Okay, great is a strong word. How about we have a show for you today? Vacheron, welcome. This is Mostly True Radio Show. My name is Chris Austin, and I'm the host with the most co-hosts. I have a gang of three that look pretty surly, but I will let you introduce yourselves.
Back again, it's Hannah. Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
That's all I have to say right now.
Also back again, it's Kate.
And I'm the new guy today. I'm Mike.
This is Mike Spranger, our dad.
Yeah.
Triple threat, really.
Three of the five Sprangers are here.
I get to be here with my girls and Chris. It's going to be a good time.
I asked him to be here because you guys are getting unruly.
Yeah.
And we need some parental control.
I don't know if that's going to do anything.
Not going to help. All right, fine. You'll know the routine. We start with stories that are weird. Who's got a weird story?
I have an update from last week. Gracie the giraffe, we remember her.
She stole mine.
She was found after 2 weeks lost in the wilderness.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Happy and healthy. She was totally fine. Munching on trees.
Was this in Texas?
In Texas, from a wild animal preserve.
What happened to Gracie the giraffe?
She just ran away.
She got lost and they couldn't find her.
Yeah. She's about 3 years old, so she's pretty big.
Was she in a big forest?
It seems
kind of hard to lose a giraffe.
It was in Texas
on like acres and acres and acres of land.
Still,
and
they had 2 weeks?
They had used helicopters to find her.
And like these Texas hunters are like, that is the biggest deer I have ever seen.
You know what it was? It was the camo.
Oh, she blended right in.
That giraffe camo.
Savannah vibes out there.
She had a MAGA hat on. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Don't kill her.
Well, wait, so they found her and she was safe and sound?
Yeah. Well, they had to, I think they dosed her because, you know, it's hard to transport a giraffe, but they got her back.
Yeah, what kind of...
How did that work?
Like a semi to put her in?
No, a horse trailer. I did read into this because I was concerned about Gracie. it's like a horse trailer, but really tall for giraffes.
Specifically for
transporting giraffes, yeah.
Huh. What about power lines? Do they have to...
Yeah,
I think it was so like far out in the outback of America.
No bridges.
That they...
It was in Australia. It was in the outback.
Of America, Texas.
Oh, okay. Texas. Crikey.
But she got home safe and sound, so...
Thanks for that update.
Yeah. For a listener who listened last time.
Which is us.
Yeah. not even.
Well, I got a nurse charged with felony for pickleball rage.
That can happen.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's an intense sport.
Yeah.
Like,
did you know so it's much the online. Washington State National... No, the Washington State sport. Official.
Really? Yeah. Officially?
Yeah. You know what was invented?
Yeah. Bainbridge.
Washington State?
Yeah. And, you know, I got a bone to pick with Bainbridge and Whidbey.
Really?
Because they're not real islands.
Land bridges.
If you can drive to it, in my book, it's not a real island.
Okay.
Well, or built? Are they man-made?
Well, we almost
bridges?
Had a bridge.
Yeah, but that kid said, "I want to see the orcas."
In the 50s, one vote in the lieutenant governor.
There was it was a difference.
Sent it
one
back
vote?
To committee, and where it died.
Wow, I didn't know that history.
Yeah, it was that's my nerd special nerd coming out. But yeah, we were going to have a bridge from West Seattle to Fauntleroy, and then a floating bridge from there to...
Was this before the Lake Washington floating bridges?
Probably. 50s. I don't know how old that was.
First floating bridge. So then would Vashon not be an island?
Then it wouldn't be an island.
Really, though?
He probably would have moved. He never would have come here.
What about a drawbridge? Oh. So it's kind of an island for a little bit?
I never thought about that one. I'm going to have to get back to it. But on this pickleball thing, and she was a nurse.
Yeah, so she healed the person she raged on.
So does that make it okay?
Ooh,
you know,
like
if they left,
death.
Fine.
Wait, I'm a nurse. I'm going to hit him, but I'm a nurse.
Totally fine.
Back off.
Like, two negative. I guess not two negatives.
Hero complex.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they do that.
What?
Well, also about,
you know,
Seattle.
Like doctors who will cause injuries so that they can heal people.
Oh, like kind of
Munchinghouse
vibes almost. Syndrome.
Yeah.
By proxy.
By proxy.
Munchinghouse by proxy.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Munchinghouse is yourself when you injure yourself for attention.
Oh.
And then
by proxy.
By proxy is my kid. Ah. You know, I keep doing stuff with my kids so
yeah.
I can be a hero.
Of course.
Or a concerned
Kitty,
parent.
Something?
Yeah. Also with Seattle, I mean, have you guys heard about the raccoon?
Oh, I wrote Jimothy.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. Let's talk about Jimothy. Like, we have to.
He's cute. He's cute. I thought he was AI for a long time.
Oh, poor guy has a shortened spine.
Okay, but what makes that story, what made it pop? Why did it go viral?
I mean, have you seen the video
of him running?
Have you seen him as a baby?
Yeah. No.
I think
look that up.
I think it's
Jimothy.
Actually the name, Jimothy.
You think? You think his name is Doug?
No one if his name was Doug, it wouldn't have gone
Rocky.
Nearly as far.
Yeah, I love when he scampers on fences.
What? I heard they renamed Ballard to Jimothy.
Really?
It's no longer called Ballard. But seriously, why is that story so funny? Is it because the raccoon looks strange, or is it because the raccoon is named Jimothy?
I think it's strange. Look, it's got...
Sure, it must be.
I mean, because we've got so many raccoons, but none that look like Jimothy.
Well, maybe it's funny. Not none. We just haven't seen them.
I delivered papers for the Beachcomber for years. And I would drive around middle of the night, and I saw a raccoon with no tail.
Oh.
Like, and it looks like a koala bear.
Mm.
I'm like, what
are you
is
sure
that?
It wasn't a koala?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It was eating eucalyptus leaves.
You could have gone. You could have been massively popular back in the day if you saw that and named it Jimothy. That's all we're taking.
National news right there.
Carl the koala. Yeah, it won't work. It's got to be Jimothy.
Wow.
How long do you think that'll last? The Jimothy craze.
I don't think Jimothy's going to last
very
long. With the pathology of his.
Yeah, like, is he as equipped to be a raccoon? Like,
well, what I saw, he was an adult.
He's not going to have sex.
He can walk around. He's doing fine.
Oh, so he's not having offspring.
I don't think
so. But that doesn't mean he's dying.
Well, it's a worse fate than dying. He'd rather be dead. He's going to eat garbage all day. And...
Yeah, I think he's living a good life. You know people are feeding him.
Oh, well, that's true.
Well, what
that's
if someone
point.
Is like, I don't want that thing around here? You know, maybe his popularity will become a danger to
him. And then what's going to happen to Ballard?
They'll have to come up with a new name.
Yeah. All right, I got one, Kate, that you might appreciate since you're a student.
Oh.
School district changes policy after student graduates with an 11.99 GPA.
Wow.
Dang.
What?
11.99.
Wait, is this high school?
High school.
Did they go to three high schools?
AP classes do they have at that high school?
Gosh, you must have no friends. Like, that is just too much school.
You want to hear how he did it?
Oh, you read up. Oh.
I have a few details here. Let's see. He took all AP, obviously, and he was dual enrolled, whatever that means.
What is that?
What a nerd.
20 AP and classes it's like... and 24 dual enrollment college courses.
Oh, wow.
So then do we know where he went to school after that?
University of Florida.
Oh,
interesting. Wow. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
For-
University of Florida.
I was expecting an Ivy.
He probably
I'm not
didn't have
lie.
Enough extracurriculars and stuff. Yeah. He was
an underachiever.
So I mean,
I think he'll be drinking beer and chasing alligators pretty soon.
Yeah. He's gonna be a Florida man. Soon.
Florida man, sorry.
Florida man. His origin story was the 11 point.
I mean, so. You two girls were valedictorians, right, with a 4.0?
We don't need to talk
Boy,
about it.
Boy, I got
it.
Quiet. Awfully.
I mean, all I'm saying is you're 4.0. That doesn't get you very far anymore.
It's nothing. I got a rescue team in Scotland was called to fetch a dog that became sick and immobile after consuming marijuana.
What?
How much do we...
He was sick and immobile, so enough. But yeah, they were on a hike and they realized this dog is not doing okay.
Wow.
So they had to get him out.
Wait, was it their dog?
Their dog, yeah.
Their dog.
So they called
So
in
they were on
rescue.
A walk or a hike or
a
whatever.
A hike up a mountain.
Oh.
With a bunch of pot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where. Maybe they found it.
I don't know where this came from.
They found it and dried it and cured it.
Then the dog consumed it.
Dang.
Yeah.
They must have been mad, huh?
Well, yeah.
Hope that dog's okay.
Yeah, that's what they're concerned about.
Well, I've got an erudite story. Man stumbles upon a 2,700-year-old sword in the forest.
2,700?
He's running around with a metal detector. This thing was buried up and down.
Wow.
I always kind of make fun of people who walk around with metal detectors, but I mean.
And did he sell it or like, how do they know how old it is?
Well, they it was evaluated.
What country was that in?
It was the Great Britain.
Whoa.
So
Romans
were jacking up some picks or whatever.
I mean, when you think everything's been found and discovered from those times.
Mm. So now the guy's rich and has a sword.
Oh, you have to keep his sword. Oh, that's cool.
I feel like it probably went in a museum.
On that note, a rare dinosaur bone was found in a drawer. It was found decades ago and then just refound in just some drawer somewhere. And they realized
in a house?
No, in like a institution.
What kind of dinosaur?
It was like a lizard dinosaur. I don't remember the name.
Lizard dinosaur.
Like a long lizard
dinosaur. Like kind of crawls.
I think it started with a T maybe.
Oh.
But yeah, not a T-Rex.
No,
but
to be clear. I just think it's funny someone threw it in a drawer. They were like, we'll think about this later.
Well, that happens more than... You realize.
Yeah, check your drawers.
Because I used to work at a natural history museum. And I
was this before or after your paper route?
This was way before. Yeah, I went backwards. I started out as
the
a dentist.
The pipeline from.
And ended up as a paper boy. But they, you know, you go on a dig and you can find all of this stuff. And it's so long to curate. And this guy quits or moves on in his career. And it gets put in a drawer. And it's never identified.
That's what happened in Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end.
That's right. That's where I worked. Yes.
That would explain it.
You had to use a whip at this place.
Oh, you did?
It was kind of a high bar to work there.
What was the coolest thing that that you got to touch at that Natural History Museum?
Sloth clavicle.
Wow.
It's kind of my spirit animal, the sloth.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, most of the animals there were from the Ice Age.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because that area during dinosaur... Lizard time.
Yeah. Oh, well, this was from Antarctica. Did I say that?
Oh, no.
So, I see.
Well, this was it was the ocean floor. So everything is whales. Oh. So
where'd the sloth come from?
Yeah, so that's why it's recent, Ice Age.
Oh.
But during dinosaur times, it was an inland sea. And so I know this because my curator, my boss, she gets this call and she hangs up the phone.
Those curators, man. I mean, you got to do a lot to impress them.
She's looking at another curator and she says, AFW. And I'm like, what is that? And why are you upset? She said, it means another F word of your choice, whale. So what happens is these construction crews find them. And by law, the construction crew has to keep this in, you know, preserve it forever. So none of them do it, of course.
And they have to stop work.
Yeah. And they pay museums to come get it out, get it. And so we take them. We're under contract. So there were whale ribs and whale heads everywhere in the museum. They're so hard to store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my
put
buddy
them in a drawer.
My buddy was a bad guy. He's like, oh, bats are the greatest. They're just little tiny.
Little bats.
Yeah. I can have a million in my office. Anyway, so
whale nice. Bones.
AFW.
Well, the World Cup just wrapped up. Did you guys hear the news?
That Spain won?
No. About Senegal.
Back up. There's a World Cup.
About the Senegalese team physician.
No.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Oh, what did I... Yeah.
Let me tell you about it. They ended up firing the Senegalese World Cup team fired the team physician after allegedly discovering that he was trained only as a gynecologist.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that... Does not apply.
How did he get that job in the first place?
That's the question.
I mean, I didn't hear about any big injuries in the Senegal team.
No, yeast infection either.
No,
definitely not.
Pap smears were fine.
Looking good.
Wait, so since there weren't any injuries, he probably was doing a fantastic job.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they should hire him back.
That was wrongful termination.
I completely agree. It must be in the contract somewhere.
Well, they didn't go very far in the tournament, so maybe they're just really loafers. I don't know.
I think it's lame to blame your team doctor for losing.
Well, what's the other thing going on right now that everyone in the world should know about sporting wise?
Golf.
Golf. Tour de France.
We talked about
Tour
this.
De France.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Hate you all.
I mean, like the World Cup
burning passion.
I don't know. Well, you got a story about the Tour de France? France.
Tour de France. Yeah, there was a time.
Where is it this year?
It's in
what? Wait, did you ask where it's being held?
Yeah,
it actually started in Spain.
Oh,
yeah. Often they start in different countries.
Oh, okay. I'm learning something.
And they go through the Pyrenees and the Alps. And, but at the beginning of it started in 1903, right? And at that time, you could get no help whatsoever.
Mm.
No team car, no mechanics.
Now
nothing.
It's nothing but help.
Yeah. Hey. So this guy's in the lead. He's come down this big mountain about 1903. Five, mm-hmm. His fork breaks and he walks to the next town.
How's he gonna eat?
He wakes up the blacksmith and he welds his fork back together
before anybody else caught up.
No, he was coming in last. He walked to the next stage. He was last.
Oh, bummer.
But
he catch
got
up?
But he
fined.
Still got there.
He got fined.
Oh.
A time thing because the blacksmith kid was working the bellows of the blacksmith stuff.
Okay.
Like, that's help. You get penalized for that.
Oh,
even though you welded your own fork back together, you got help.
Wow.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, give him some credit. He walked there.
He walked and he didn't want to get thrown out of the race. So he did get to the next stage and he could go the next
day. Imagine like coming in last and they're still like,
penalty. Nope, sorry. Another. Yeah.
But Chris, you brought it up. So are you a cycling fan?
Yeah.
He cycled across America.
How can you trust any rider that wins that thing?
Well,
I mean, doping is such a problem in that sport.
It's a age old problem. Well, it hasn't been always a problem because the first 60 years it was legal.
To dope.
You could take anything you wanted. Not a lot of science behind it. You know, they take cocaine or they take, I took porch.
Just a little cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. They had this laundry
so
list, but like I said, there wasn't a lot of science behind it. And then a guy... died. The drug back then was amphetamines.
Oh.
It was really, really hot and he couldn't sweat and he kind of just died.
Ooh.
Then they started really cracking down on it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Lance, everybody talks about Lance, right?
Of course.
1-7 in a row. He's banned,
he's
taken out of the books.
Oh.
But the thing is, if you take first, second, third, that's 21 people. 20 of them were banned. It just wasn't him. Everybody at that level is doing it.
And then they probably still are, right?
Well, you know, it's an arms race. you know, they get better at detection and then they'll find a way to go around it. So right now it's supposed to be pretty clean because I haven't, as far as I know, figured out how to, because not every drug helps, right? Like EPO was such a great thing because it gave you more red blood cells.
Maybe I should just accept it, you know? If they want to dope, let them dope.
There's an argument for that, absolutely. And I think what ruins it is it's kids will start doping.
Right.
Oh, and that's dangerous.
But like Lance, for instance, he was a great descender, and doping doesn't help for that. He was a great cyclist.
Maybe
he
was a really jerk person. That dog that was doping?
Yeah. That we talked about a few ago. He was getting ready to go to France.
So yeah, it's tough.
Interesting. Mm.
Well, on that note, there was a man that spent 8 hours in a porta potty tank retrieving his Mountain Dew bottle. Can you imagine?
Is it worth it?
Oh, this guy thought it was.
What?
Yeah. He dropped his Mountain Dew bottle in the porta potty.
Was there cocaine in it? That
Somehow he fell in.
I saw a TikTok about it. It took
the company 8 hours to get him out of there.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Was seven of that just laughing at him?
I saw a separate thing about a guy in a porta potty, and I don't think it was about Mountain Dew. I think he purposely put himself there.
It's been a big like, for the porta potties.
Well, and the firemen were not having it. They were like, get yourself out. You did that. Ew. I'm not helping you.
I mean, it just occurred to me that the last porta potty I was in, it was only like 4 feet deep. You know, like the reservoir.
Yeah.
Like, how hard could it really have been to get out of there?
I mean,
there's a park up at San Luis Obispo, California, and my friend lived
close to
there.
You mean slow?
Slope, yep. And she lives close to there. And there was an article. And they had, right out at the coast, it wasn't a porta potty, but it was a like a big outhouse.
With a pit.
And the pit was
the one with the bears.
Yeah, 10 feet deep kind of thing. And the husband was in one side doing tinkling, if I can be so bold. Mm-hmm. And he's looking in the hole, and the pit is communal. So he's looking that way, and there's a guy in a Gorton's fisherman jacket.
In the hole?
In the hole on the woman's side, looking up.
No.
Yeah.
This is what I'm scared of.
That's what my TikTok was about. It was a guy who was a peeper.
And he's like, hey, honey. So they call the cops, and the cops are not happy. Like, you're not going in my cruiser. Now, I ain't not going in mine.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, this article says porta potty, but maybe that's just a catch-all for one of these. Yeah.
The video I saw was a porta potty.
Mm.
Golly.
I'll send it to you guys. Don't worry.
I think my phone might be broken.
I've got a museum honors a late artist by covering its floor in enough peanut butter to make 15,000 sandwiches.
I saw this one.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked gross.
They covered the floor?
With enough floor. Peanut butter to
the
make...
The crunchy or the creamy?
I like a crunchy peanut butter, so...
How did this honor this...
I don't know. I don't know.
He just really liked peanut butter.
I guess.
Yeah.
But 15,000 sandwiches?
That's expensive.
Peanut butter's a lot.
And could feed a lot of people when you think about it.
It is.
True.
Cancel them.
And how much peanut butter goes on a sandwich?
A schmear.
A schmear. So 15,000 schmears.
And it was invented, trivia nerd.
Uh-huh.
Go. To give people with no teeth protein.
In which country?
The crunchy would be hard
in
for
the
them,
US.
I bet.
Yeah. It was a way that they could consume protein without, you know, steak, burgers.
Imagine just smacking on peanut butter with gums.
Well,
can I go off a little bit on peanut butter?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Sure.
So normally at our household, we eat pretty healthy, right? But there's this thing that you can get.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
It's called an Uncrustable.
Yeah, you heard of
it? Yeah, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Uncrustables?
Uncrustable?
Oh, my God.
You know what it is.
Okay, so... It's probably Wonder Bread. It's perhaps even better than Wonder Bread.
Oh,
except they cut the crust off and kind of
get out.
They scallop the edges.
I've never seen this.
And then they put obviously peanut butter and jelly. I got grape.
Obviously.
And then they package them up individually and you put it in the freezer. 20 minutes later it comes out, right?
No.
And it's perfect.
It's for kids who don't like crust.
It's the softest bread and the creamiest peanut butter and sweetest jelly you've
ever
had in your life.
And they say kids are soft these days.
Again, like I'm embarrassed to say that I love it, but it's my two favorite words right now. Uncrustable.
Point out.
That sounds like a Disney movie.
I would say
Uncrustable.
That is one word. If you can, just to put that out there.
I don't think un's a word.
But you should try it. Chris?
This
is like an ad now.
Yeah, we'll probably lose our
Uncrustable sponsor. Sponsor us Uncrustables. Yes,
we'll lose our nonprofit status. Thank you.
I love them.
I've got the man balances 195 rolls of toilet paper on his head for 30 seconds.
Is that Guinness Book?
A new world record.
He needs to talk to that Mountain Dew guy.
Yeah. And this, I did draw a picture. Apologies for our audio listeners. He stacked them like this.
Oh, which see, that's not how cheating. Yeah, I pictured
them. Wait, describe that.
So they're not one
so
on top
of another. So it's an upside down Christmas tree look.
There's like, it's like a pyramid type.
Yeah.
Yeah, upside down pyramid.
It's not super tall. It's more wide than tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think
did he
someone
stack these
should...
and get under it, or did he?
Well, how do you, I don't what? Know.
It's
I
all balancing
know.
On one, though. No, if it's you said it's on
it
his
is
head.
It's balancing on
and
one.
He put them all on there himself. Like he reached his arm up.
I don't know.
Honestly, I still think a pyramid is kind of impressive.
Because
if it's all
before?
Balancing just
yeah.
on one,
194 probably.
And one head.
On his forehead,
got a
too,
really
so he's
flat
kind of
head.
Leaning back.
Oh, God, he's probably has forehead. Back problems.
And can you imagine his family like, is there any toilet paper in the house?
Nah.
I'm using
I'm
it
practicing,
right now.
I'm practicing, Mom. It's not a phase.
Wow.
Have you guys ever thought about trying to break a Guinness Book of World Record?
Well, my co-host... Kate Dowling.
Uh-huh.
She always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I think she's got the record for the most failed attempts at that, the record.
That's worth that's something that right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you could find one that would be like pretty easy to break, you know?
Do you really?
Well, I'm saying like it's got to be something super random.
A super niche.
Super niche that like nobody has tried it
you
that
mean,
many
like,
times.
You mean like stacking toilet paper rolls on top of your head?
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty niche.
Oh, that's not niche.
That's been
they
done.
They invented that sport up on Whidbey.
Toilet paper stacking.
That's how you get
these
toilet paper
islands.
There.
Yeah.
Australian officers ask fans to respect the privacy of Neil, a one-ton seal. Who does nothing to respect others' privacy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, one seal the Neil, Neil the seal.
Yeah.
He's an elephant seal in Tasmania.
Hmm.
But apparently he's not very respectful, but
no,
here you have to be respectful to him.
Of course.
He crushes everything. And I love the Onion. I get that paper and it was Neil the seal killed in shootout with police. But yeah, he's like a juvenile or a teenager seal.
So he's
and he's like, he's going to be like 8 tons or something crazy.
I didn't know seals could get that big.
Yeah, elephant seals are
elephant
enormous.
Seal.
Mm. 8 tons, that's 16,000 pounds.
Yeah. Okay,
for
now
real?
I got to look it up.
That feels false.
Speaking of animals, black bear strolls into Alaskan base commissary and eats a peach.
That's like a cartoon.
It's sort of a joke or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking if a bear
one
walks
peach?
In. Yeah. That's if I'm thinking if I'm a bear and I walk into a commissary, it was like a military facility.
Okay.
Right? Like the grocery store for a military
base. Our boys are on it.
And he's a peach.
Goes. Just he knew what he wanted.
It choked on a bit.
I mean, I'm glad we're feeding our service members.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Washington, hopefully.
Did you hear about the grasshopper that walked into a bar?
Did he hop?
No, the bartender said, hey, we know we have a drink named after you.
Oh.
Did you get a drink named Steve?
That's good.
Dad joke. Dad joke alert.
Drink named Steve.
Okay, that was
no,
flop.
No, not going to keep that one. We don't humor those types of jokes.
I think you told me that at the bar before.
Oh, that's likely.
Yeah.
So, man who balances bike ladders and sheds on his chin. Take that, toilet paper man.
Wait. Balances bike ladders?
Bikes, ladders.
Whoa.
And sheds.
Entire sheds?
I don't know if he sheds his hair or a shed the building.
Like a garden, like a small
I don't think somebody could balance a whole shed on their chin.
No.
What about...
Maybe it's like a Lego shed.
I mean, what defines a shed? You know, can you make it a small shed?
Or
and then
of,
still label it
out of
a
like
shed?
Balsa wood?
Yeah.
You know, something real light?
Yeah.
That core fiber board, you know, that's real light?
I love balsa
8x10?
It's my favorite kind.
People love balancing things.
Yeah.
I wonder how long you balanced it for. You know?
Just to break the record.
Probably.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Uh-oh. Somebody's breaking in.
Oh. 911.
All right, who's up next? Who's got a story?
In the world record realm, I have a man uses a plunger to pop balloons. He popped 60 balloons in 30 seconds.
Okay. Is a plunger the most effective tool, do you think?
He was some world record. He was like, no one's done it with a plunger before.
This is what I'm saying. Anything can be a world record.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, can you beat that?
Well, no, but I'm like, I'll just
and
do it.
And he was using the soft side.
Yeah, and I'll just be like, I'll do it with a different random object in my house, and then I will break the world record.
Okay, do it.
And I probably won't.
She'll be impossible.
But just know
live
that
with.
I could, okay?
Miss Snooty Patootie.
You remember like 15 years ago, Balloon Boy? Or maybe it was Balloon Man.
Oh, yes!
He strapped himself into a
It was a lawn chair or something,
right? Lawn chair.
Yeah.
And then put maybe 400 balloons.
Yeah, helium balloons.
You know how he got down?
What is a BB gun,
no, plunger.
Plunger.
I was that guy for Halloween.
Yeah.
I was that guy for Halloween one year.
Really?
Yeah. Balloons all around me, you know?
Were you floating or?
No, I wasn't floating.
Yeah, bummer.
Were they filled with helium or was that too risky in case you did float away?
Risky. Yeah, I didn't want to
shoot them out of the air.
Well, police had to escort a duck across a motorway the other day. Aww. And I just think that's pretty cute.
Oh, that's
nice. Because how often do one the police duck? Get called to escort one duck, I mean, maybe two ducks across?
Was this in? This sounds like a
motorway.
Yeah. Probably.
It sounds like something they do
That's
over there.
An
they
American
love their
thing.
Fowl.
We're running them over.
I don't know where it was, but we can go with Great Britain if we want.
Well, I mean, why was it being escorted? Was it like out on parole and did something wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
And
I don't
had
know.
Its little wings.
Was your ankle
and cuffs.
Bracelet on?
He flew outside your bracelet perimeter. Huh. Well, let's see here. What time we got? How much time we got?
We're going till 4:12.
What time is it?
3:47.
Whoa.
Oh, man, it's taking forever.
Oh, my gosh.
I got one.
I'm
time flies when you're having fun.
Florida DMV hands 76-year-old a license plate that became the talk of her senior community. You guys hear about that?
No.
I think I did.
Are you dying to know what her license plate was?
I am.
Tell me.
Florida woman.
I think I can... Well, it's on a license plate, so I can at least sound it out. SQZ-A55.
I'm going to write this down so I can see.
SQZ-A55.
Oh, everybody I get it.
As you're driving down the freeway with a 76-year-old woman with that license plate.
That's awesome. She's probably like the coolest woman in her community.
I beg to differ.
Oh.
I have a story in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And this 85-year-old woman was...
Mine's only 76.
Oh, okay. I win. And she was put in an elderly community.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an alcohol license. So she'd had a ceremonial happy hour wine with her family for 80 years. And now she couldn't. And she went to the state legislature and complained.
Mm.
And they got passed a law, an exception, that they can have these little banquet days for happy hour.
Nice. Wait, the law prior to that precluded
if you didn't have a
nursing
license.
Homes from having...
No, just license, non-licensed.
If they had a license, you could, but this one didn't. And it's so expensive, I'm assuming, to have a liquor license for...
Easier to just get the license than for her to have to go.
Well, you just give it to her. Like, well, you're going to put her in jail. Really? Do some hard
time. What was her license plate?
My coworker was telling me, I think he was in Florida too, but a woman got in trouble for making and selling wine at her child's soccer game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
she made her wine and then she came to the games and was selling them for like $15 a glass.
And her kids, missing all their kicks.
To the parents.
Okay, that makes a lot of money. Okay.
But everyone drink this before you.
That's community right there, but she was arrested.
I saw a kid selling lemonade yesterday at Strawberry Festival.
How much
are you
was
dumping it?
It
out or are you drinking it?
That's I'll answer that after. Okay. But it was like one of those little 8-ounce Dixie cups, $2.
Yeah, that's great.
No.
When I was a kid, it was 20 cents.
And all that.
Inflation.
No. It's a buck, and then you tip
you give
him a buck.
Five.
Right?
But now he's getting
$2
no tips.
$2 for an 8-ounce Dixie?
He worked
Come
hard,
on, kid.
Probably.
Well, no, probably bought
His
that.
His mom did everything.
Probably got it from
That's
her,
too
right?
much. Yeah. I mean, I bought some, but that's still too much.
I think mom's getting her beak wet on that, too, right? She gets a little piece of the action.
Did you drink it?
Of course I drank
it. How was it?
It was good.
Worth $2?
What? I mean... Not from a value point of view. It was like 12 cents worth. But I like, you know, just
was
support
it homemade?
The little kids.
No, it was probably one of those frozen ones.
Oh, those are good though.
Yeah.
I think whenever you see a lemonade stand, you must stop.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, $2 is a little steep.
I never have cash on me, so I can't. Kids don't take Venmo.
The crush of capitalism. I go by. Yeah. Like, I'm nah. setting up across the street, half the price.
Take that, buddy.
So I got a meteor mm-hmm. that went through this guy's house in New Jersey.
Who do you sue for that?
Well,
space.
Why is that your first thought?
I mean, like, how do you get the money to?
Whose meteor is this?
Who did this?
Wow. So I went to his master bedroom.
And only his house?
Yep.
Those neighbors are like, whew, glad
I no, it isn't, because it was one of the most valuable science-wise ever. Because what he did is he covered it in aluminum foil immediately, or when it was cooled down.
How big was it?
It was, I'd say about the size of a football.
Okay.
Oh, I'm imagining.
I was imagining like elephant size. You know?
And it had all the building blocks of life molecules on it.
Carbon, wow. For sure.
So it's going to be half alien, half Jersey people pretty soon. Hey, take it to your freaking leader, right? Forget about it, all right.
Wait a minute. What did the aluminum foil do?
I think it just kept people things from getting on it. I don't think it was anything
like
more specific than
for
that.
For aliens?
He could have done it with caps? Tupperware.
That's right. So if you had to choose between your sloth clavicle and that meteor crashing through your house, which one?
Oh, meteor. He got some money. He sold it for science.
I should hope so.
Yeah,
so,
and plus the insurance money.
Probably got named after him or something, too.
Plus whoever he sued.
Yeah.
Well, I was just walking through work, and one of the other curious said, was holding this bone. He said, what do you think it is? From a sloth. And I went, looks like a clavicle. And another curious said, that's what it is. You're now in the literature.
Wow.
And I'm like...
You got promoted just on the spot
that? Yeah. I guess my name would go with whoever identified this particular bone.
I don't think of sloths having clavicles.
Yeah. You know what they don't have? They don't have 7 vertebrae, neck vertebrae, like every other mammal.
Ooh.
Ever.
They, what, 6?
They got 6. Like, how lazy is that?
Wait a minute. Whales have got to have more than 7.
Not cervical.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't really know my anatomy.
Giraffes have 7.
They're just bigger.
They're just really long.
Really long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 7's a magic number.
It is. It's been working, and then sloth's like, I'm good.
I don't need to grow.
I mean,
that
they
one.
Seem like they're doing just fine without it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And they can hold their breath longer than a dog.
What can?
A sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah.
They're actually love pretty sloths.
I do. just we have the same lifestyle.
I have more dinosaur stories. Gus the T-Rex, which is like a full dinosaur fossil structure. What a skeleton.
Yes.
Guess how much it was sold
50
for.
50 million.
That was a great guess, Chris.
I know.
I feel like he's heard that before.
5-0 or 1-5?
I bought it.
It was you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Cryptocurrency or
it's
real?
It's in my front yard.
Very cool.
Who bought it?
He was anonymous. Uh-huh. But
I mean,
some billionaire, I imagine.
It makes sense. I mean, that's a dinosaur.
Go for more.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think 50 million is enough.
It takes it out of the scientific realm.
It is weird to me that that's not in a museum anymore.
Yep. That's wrong.
Yeah, it is weird someone could buy that. I mean, to just be in Chris's front yard is like, why are we doing like,
how rare
like
is a
waste.
Full T-Rex skeleton? Like,
I bet there's 6.
Yeah, something like that. There were Sue was the first really big, well-known one. That was sold.
I don't think of girl T-Rex.
I think Sue was the property owner that... They found it, like the ranch.
Oh, Sue was the one.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No girl T-Rexes.
It's really hard to gender
close one
lizards that have been dead for 68 million years.
But it beat a record. The last one was sold for like 43 million.
Yeah,
which implies that people are buying full skeletons.
Yep. Who did he buy them from? A museum.
A museum, I think, auctioned it off, which is kind of sad.
Yeah,
the dying art of museums.
Well. They can buy a lot of other stuff for that 50 mil.
That's true.
You know?
Smaller dinosaurs.
I think rich people should donate their things to museums.
Of course they should.
Yeah.
Just for all the scientific value. One of the things, like I did one dig. I was a mapper, right? I really didn't go out in the field except one time. And they gave me a little thumbprint on how to find fossils. And it's out of Las Vegas. They're doing a housing project. And all I found were burnt out cars with bullet holes in them. And finally, I see a little thing. That doesn't look like a rock. And I followed up to the top of the hill, and it's a mastodon tusk.
Oh,
whoa!
Is that like a woolly
just mammoth? Random, or somebody had called you out because they?
No, well, I was working for the museum. They, yeah. I think they just wanted to charge for another body.
Yeah.
So, and I find it, and I go get the curator, and I'm so excited. I'm like, ah, look! Oh, we found that yesterday.
They just left it there.
Like, what?
Did she say AFM?
AM radio? What? No. She said, didn't you see the golf tee? I'm like, oh, and I look, and there's a yellow golf tee. And I'm like, what? Oh. So? She said, we used to put the little flags up when we find it to come back. And, you know, but fossil hunters or ranchers, what do they call them? Rustlers. Fossil rustlers would come at night and they'd see the flags and they would just scoop up everything and they'd sell it.
Naturally. Yeah.
Either try and sell it back to us.
Oh, man.
Or sell it at, you know, some flea market. So now we leave something that we know what it means, but they don't.
But now you've just told them all.
They are my devoted listeners. But so much science is lost when you dig it up because you don't know the pollen and what kind of soil it was in. And all.
I once found a leaf in Eastern Washington. So
I did
big
that
deal.
Too. I found a rose.
It's not a big deal. It was pretty cool. Like, they said they had already discovered it. So they said I could name it after myself if it was new.
The Katy leaf.
Yeah.
The
Katy leaf. No biggie.
Ontario, Canada, I believe. Ontario police.
California, right by Claremont, California.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know Shout if it's California Claremont. Or Canada. But either way, I think it applies in both areas.
Okay.
Do not bring grenades to police stations. They don't want grenades at their police stations.
Yeah, like you're a hoser, eh?
There goes my weekend plans.
That's where I'm from. Ontario, Canada.
I think it's funny that they would have to put out that statement.
Yeah, you think?
How many times did it happen?
I think more than once. Like people were bringing hand grenades to the police station. You know, they think
where are you
the
supposed
right
to take it now?
Oh.
You're supposed
to. Like they're trying to dispose of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's
so grandpa's doing a good deed.
Grandpa's World War II relic.
Right.
And then it's probably in some.
So what, now people just have to keep them?
No, you tell them they come to you.
And they bring the bomb squad out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was...
They don't want meteors either.
They don't want that crashing through.
We had a person come into the museum. She said, oh, I found a meteor. I'm like, really? And I'm like, most of the time it's slag from the Kaiser Steel plant. But this one, it was shaped like a big U. And he's like, yeah, this is a nose cone off some missile.
Wow. Oh. That's got to be valuable
she,
too.
Well, she said, well, we get a lot of these because there's a testing zone out in the desert. And she's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's a meteor. She says,
I'm pretty sure.
See the serial number stamped in here.
It's from the aliens.
So she was, exactly. But I was... from Ontario, Canada, right? That's where I was born. And I was a little kid. I was probably, I don't know, six. I'm watching TV and it's a big race at Ontario, California. And it says Ontario.
God, you must have been confused.
Totally was because they were in Southern California. They were wearing no shirts and I'm looking at 3 feet of snow out my window. What the heck is going on? I want to be there.
Well, I think there's some.
Is that what brought you to the U.S.?
The sun, lack of snow, yes.
It might not be pickleball. Maybe I just have pickleball in the mind. But I think there's some pickleball court in Ontario or somewhere nearby that the Olympics are going to be held in.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe
Wait, pickleball's going to be an Olympic sport?
Maybe it's not pickleball.
Is it not already?
Is it cricket? Oh, it's cricket. Totally different sport. But I think there's a cricket place in Ontario that the Olympics are going to be held. Because they're all in L.A.
Yeah.
It's only about an hour away.
That is not.
Oh, I thought you were talking
Brain
about Canada.
No.
Oh, you're talking about
cricket,
California.
Inscrutable
so,
sport.
Take that, yes. Ontario, Canada. We've got cricket.
Well, they got hockey.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I think this is a headline, Chris.
You think?
You edit this out if it's not. Why is International Moon Day celebrated on today, July 20th?
Oh.
That's the head. Yeah, it's from the Al Jazeera News or something. Huh. Anybody know why today is Moon Day?
Did we land on the moon today?
Nope.
Winner, winner. Chicken
oh, we
dinner.
Did. Really? I was sure that we had it. 1969.
Yeah. Wow. What's the only sport
Golf.
Played on the moon? Very good.
Thank you. You've asked me this before.
Three beers deep.
What do you girls think about folks that think the whole moon landing was a hoax?
I complete hoax.
I've had an entire like 2-hour debate with one of my friends school about it because partly was just for the fun of the debate, but partly because she thinks She said she was about 60-40 thinking it was fake.
She thinks the shadows are fake or whatever.
She was like, the shadows, why haven't we gone back, blah, blah, blah. And it really got me going. And she was saying that she thinks if it came out as fake, no part of her, well, another friend said, if it came out as fake, no part of her would be surprised, but she's 90% sure it's real. And the other one was like, yeah, it's definitely not real.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, guys.
The youth these days.
Can I be friends with you anymore?
Wait, what year did you guys think it was in?
69.
Very good. How do you know that?
Well, she didn't say that at first, actually.
It was 69.
Yeah.
I did a whole project on the moon landing in eighth grade.
Oh.
My whole class, yeah.
Very proud of you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm pretty good about it. We built a rocket for it. So.
Wow.
Eighth grade is paying off, man.
It is interesting, though, that we haven't gone back.
Well, we're going to. But that's their plan.
I'm really not into space
much
travel.
To do.
That's like, thing. Why
golf? Golf.
Don't you want some more of those rocks, though?
I guess.
Or do we have enough?
Maybe we got
moon
enough.
Rocks?
I know we brought back quite a bit.
Do we have? Oh, I didn't know we brought some back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with them?
Suitcases full of them.
Ah.
Yeah.
You think they'd weigh the rocket
so,
down.
So, here's an interesting story. When they brought back the first suitcase full of stuff, they had this protocol. They didn't know what was going to be in it. It might have been microbes and all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh,
so, it went on a motorcade to a lab from the naval vessel where they collected, you know, the capsule. And the chief stone guy, he was like, oh, some of these have been stopped by the hippies. And he's packing like a 357 Magnum to blow these hippies away if they stop his rocks. And it gets to this laboratory. And the protocol was if it breaks open or if it spills or contaminates, the contaminated person goes out, runs out into a field, gets picked up by a helicopter, taken to an airport, and then flown to Bikini Island in the
way
Pacific Atoll with the atomic bomb test.
Yeah, they did a bunch of nukes out there.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, we're good.
And they're going to leave the guy out there?
And you just, wow.
We're going to work on his
How
really
do you get
hard.
Signed up for that?
You just,
that's
they,
tough.
The love of the game.
They
I
had
guess.
A whole system set up.
I want to know why they thought rocks. Those hippies were going to get in the way.
Well,
do
they had been protesting NASA and like, you got to feed the poor, not go to the moon. And there was this whole thing. And he thought he was going to get his rocks stolen.
Which, and none of us know anything watch. About those rocks right now, do we?
I mean, they've studied them. Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a rock. It's made out of cheese.
Well, it verifies that. The age of the Earth. I think that's one of the big things.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because it was
Did
part
the moon
of the Earth.
Come from the Earth?
Wait.
Yeah.
We got hit.
It was broken off.
Yeah, we got hit by
really?
Some ginormous.
How is it so circular?
Well, it's just the way everything's
circular.
Is
that how all moons are? Like Saturn's moons are from Saturn?
Maybe. I don't know if it's the only way you can get a moon. I think some of them are just
some
captured.
Some, I think, get into your orbit and never leave.
God, I'd love if we got a second moon.
The tides awesome. Would be screwed up.
Yeah, but it'd be awesome.
Well, and then we'd have to come up with a name.
Moon 2.
Yeah.
Moon 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very creative.
Wow.
Moon Dose.
Moon 2.0.
Lunatune.
Lunatune. Lunatune.
Oh,
that's good.
Call NASA.
Yeah. Trademark.
Wow. What's the only planet that's not named after a Roman god?
Earth.
Damn it.
Wow.
He asked me this at the bar, too.
Oh, well, next Saturday, trivia at the yard, 1 year anniversary.
Wow. Of trivia.
It's got to be, are you going to use all past trivia questions?
I thought about it. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I will have stats.
Mm.
Oh.
Like how many questions have I asked?
Whoa.
Wait, you're the trivia master?
Yeah, I'm
one
of them.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been doing it twice a month for
a year.
A year.
Yeah.
First
Next,
game was
wait,
July.
Wait, what's Saturday the what?
25th.
25th, okay.
Our brother's
was supposed
birthday.
It was supposed to be this Saturday.
Yeah, Strawberry Fest.
And I asked them if they wouldn't mind moving the festival a week.
That's
but
so weird.
They were not
Why didn't
keen
they?
On that at all.
That's not kind.
No, I didn't.
I mean, for the biggest event of Vashon's history.
It's a year anniversary. Cheesy game.
You got something over there?
I'm out.
You're out?
I mean, I've got a little one.
Yeah.
Ah, mystery emu was lost in Mississippi.
Oh.
Well, on the loose. And they don't know.
We got giraffes. We got emus.
They don't know who the owner is. Which, because I looked it up, can emus be pets?
I think it's Liberty Mutual.
And it was. They said yes, but you know, you got to have. a huge amount of space. You have to get two because they're wanting.
Emus
like,
are those birds.
They're big birds.
Oh, big flightless birds. That will disembowel you.
They don't put their heads in the ground. That's ostrich. Oh, they're like the small ostriches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's on the loose. So maybe next week we'll find out that it was.
You know, it wasn't a giraffe. We got an emu. So, well, the Australian army went to war with emu.
Really?
In the 30s, I think. Right. There were so many of them. They tried to.
And they were on ostriches.
They're Roman gladiators. They had two. Emus won.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They could not.
Absolutely.
They were trying to
Didn't
get
they go to war with bunnies, too?
No,
they
bunnies were imported as sport.
I thought
sport.
They culled like millions of bunnies over
and
there.
Yes, and then same thing with cane toads.
Yeah.
Oh, when you said they went to war with them, you mean they tried to eradicate them.
Yes.
I thought what you meant was they were going into battle with emus on their side.
No.
That's what I thought.
The Nazis are like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
We're done. Surrender.
Panzer tank versus flightless bird.
Was it okay that I brought up the Moon Day as a news story?
Yeah, sure.
Could I tell you what else today is?
Sure.
Yeah. It's also National Lollipop Day and National Fortune Cookie Day. Both of those.
Wow.
Lollipops and fortune cookies.
Did you bring us lollipops and fortune cookies?
You get the Uncrustable or whatever.
So does that mean like your fortune today?
There's a national every day.
Really important.
It's so annoying to me.
I think it's just it's the lobbyists.
Who's the namer of these days?
It's the lobbyists. It's the lollipop lobbyists.
Oh, big lolly.
You know, they got a bunch of money and they went to D.C. and they spread the money around and they got a day.
Hey, who wants a lollipop? For life.
Five 100 plus babies were named after a World Cup star in Peru.
Really?
Guess who the star was?
He had 500 babies?
No. Like, that's funny. No, in Peru, 500 babies were named Erling Haaland.
That guy is
so awesome.
Full name?
There
or
was like
some
95
Harlins.
Full name, like 400
something.
So they
something, changed their
Haaland.
Last name?
No. They were born and they were called that.
That's their first name? Both of those things?
First and middle?
I don't know.
Or they don't have the same last name
it's
as
like
their
you
parents.
You guys think I read the story. But I thought that was sweet that guy...
Harlan.
I mean, he's got a
Gonzalez.
Yeah, could be.
Norwegian.
Peruvian.
I mean, but
he's
that guy
awesome.
Was amazing during that whole World
yeah.
Cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Player-wise, he is a good sport. He was funny. He just, everything about that
and
guy
his
is
sister.
Good. And he's what?
His sister has taken off because she mocks him.
Of course.
She does that strut, you know, with a chin out.
With his hair
looks
flowing.
Just like him.
Yeah, he's funny.
Well, did you see when he got off the plane with that taxidermy raccoon?
Not
Jimothy. That was a callback.
No, but he got off the plane with like it was like
because they don't have those over there.
At some raccoon.
I didn't know we were doing taxidermy still.
Maybe it was fake.
No, it was probably real.
Probably real. When we
no, I saw
end,
that too. It was a real stuffed one.
Yeah. Wow. And like a bottle of rum or something.
Mm-hmm. As he should.
Yeah.
He's doing it right. It's America.
So, Caribbean booze, a trash panda, America. How far did they get?
Who?
Norway.
The US of A?
Quarterfinals?
Yeah, no, they did fantastic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not as good as Spain.
I was going to say.
True.
Well, I'm glad Venezuela didn't win because they won it last time.
You mean Argentina?
Argentina.
Yeah.
One of
because they didn't win. They won it last time.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. I recently learned that 19-year-old Messi carried him as a baby.
Oh, I saw
the guy
saw that.
On the Spanish team.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did a promotion or something.
Yeah,
or
he was the baby that Messi like held in his arms, and then he just beat him in the World Cup.
I heard that he gave him a bath.
Yeah, it was a picture of he's in a little tub and Messi's
could be
making him less messy. I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Messi's probably regretting that.
<Good one.
laughs> That's tough though.
Yeah.
But sweet. You know.
No, it's good to mix it up a little bit. Get a new winner in there.
Agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When's the last time Spain was good at anything?
Like the last time they won the World Cup.
I do like their sardines. They got a good sardine. And those olives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I heard they're doing well in Tour de France too.
They are not. Slovenia is doing well.
Oh.
There's a guy that's so good. It's not, he's
doping
for like four
for
years.
Sure.
And he, I heard he learned how to weld too.
I think it's
too,
amazing these
case.
Countries of like you know, 2 million people or however many Slovenians there are can beat the rest of the entire world at these sports.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Belgium, they're nuts for cycling. They get a lot of great riders in a little tiny Belgium.
And soccer, like an too. I mean, they did great.
Well, I mean, and they've got all those bike lanes, you know.
Yeah.
Does Belgium, are they known for their bike lanes?
They are.
But it's so flat there, too, isn't it?
Is Belgium it's so flat. And I cycled through there when I was in my 20s, and I met a pro guy. I was, you know, bike packing.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's so flat that we always go against the wind. So we don't have any mountains to practice on. So it's an offshore wind and a, you know, one way or the other, depending on time of day. And they always go into the wind. And that's how they're, that's their mountain.
Sounds brutal.
It is. I hate going into the wind.
For sure.
I mean, a mountain, you got a top, you got a goal,
yeah,
you got a...
Yeah, you're just going.
This is like howling.
At least your hair's blowing in the wind, you know?
Probably got your goggles on.
You feel really
My
cool.
My scarf.
Like those dogs in the sidecars.
When you were doing that in Belgium, were you all doped up?
So from, much cocaine.
From German beer. That was crazy. I had a friend in Copenhagen. I went to see him. I took 6 weeks and...
Wow, that sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And it just... yeah, little dope. It was amphetamines back then, not really. Yeah.
Bicyclists and dope, man. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
My last one is that a semi-naked milk snatcher has been caught on multiple doorbell cameras.
A milk snatcher?
Yeah, in England, they're getting milk deliveries, and this woman in her underwear and flip-flops is coming up, and she's stealing their milk at like 5 a.m.
What brings them milk to the... What's that song?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on! My milkshakes bring boys to the fire.
That is not what you started singing.
My jugs of milk, dude. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere.
It's somewhere. But caught on camera.
Yeah, you can't be stealing things off people's front porches anymore.
Nope.
No. Too many cameras.
You should never.
Well, but, no.
I mean, there was a time when it was okay.
Four cameras.
But now you're going to get caught.
Isn't that how they caught Jimothy the first time, too?
Probably.
Stole someone's milk off their front porch.
He looked regular then. If somebody jacked him up, like, you're not stealing that again.
Dropped him.
Jimothy.
Wow.
Well, what time is it?
4:15.
Whoa.
3 minutes over, guys.
We're over?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well. I'm cutting you out.
That was my last one. No worries.
What's our outro? I mean, you had a little Stevie Wonder on the intro,
nice. Why don't you play that?
It's actually us all singing. Did we not tell you that?
No.
The new star has to sing the outro.
All right, let's get in my outro music. Yay. Ready?
Let's
say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Anytime. Why is it not playing? Oh, there we go. Green onions. Goodbye, Vashon.
Bye, Vashon.